Century Tree Project is a fundraiser to establish a President's Endowed Scholarship at A&M. It involves the growing and selling of Century Tree seedlings that were raised from harvested acorns from the Century Tree. The trees will be 2 years old and 6 feet tall by the time they are ready to be marketed. I will be selling the trees for $250 each, or two trees for $400. All proceeds will go to the President's, the Century Tree President's Endowed Scholarship, which I set up at the A&M Foundation. So it's a fundraiser and a labor of love on my part.
And where did you come up with this idea?
The idea actually evolved over time. I was in College Station for my 30th class reunion in September of 2008. We were walking by the Century Tree, and I noticed that it was laden with acorns, and I plucked a few off the Century Tree and put them in my pocket and took them home and planted them. Well, little did I know at the time that the acorns are not ripe and mature until they fall to the ground. And by picking them off the tree, I picked them when they were still green, and so they never did germinate. And so I decided to wait till the next year when I was there in October. The acorns fall from the Century Tree during the first 2 weeks of October, and that's when they are mature and ready to go. But only about 1 out of 5 acorns will actually germinate because they have an imperfection of one sort or another. They either have some insect damage or they are immature and they don't sprout. But I grabbed a few more acorns in October of 2010 and brought them home, and I was actually able to get some of the acorns to germinate, and I grew some seedlings from them. Those 10 or 12 trees I've already sold to Aggies. They're already 6 feet tall, and I've already sold those as part of my scholarship fundraiser. And so in October of 2010, knowing that my odds were 1 in 5 of getting an acorn to sprout, I harvested 3,000 acorns from the Century Tree, brought them home, was able to get about 500 to sprout. I've been actively growing those trees for about a year and 3 months now. They are currently, they've been living on my patio, but they are currently in a greenhouse at the Texas A&M Research Center about 8 miles from where I live here in Vernon. So they are indoors, basking in the warm, humid conditions. They think it's spring already, so they're already starting to grow again, and so they're doing very well, and I water them twice a week. I will bring them back home probably in early May, and they'll remain at my house until it's time to take them to the various distribution points in September and October this fall to sell them to Aggies who have reserved the trees in advance.
So you must have a lot of room at home then if you're housing 500 trees.
I have enough room, but I am bursting at the gills because with 500 trees, each of my containers is a 12-inch diameter container, so it takes up a lot of space, and I also have to leave enough room that I can maneuver amongst them to water them and take care of them, et cetera, so I've already been told by tree experts that once I bring them back home in May, I need to space them out so that they are not competing for sunlight in the shade of another tree, so to speak. So create some space between them so they each get an adequate dose of sunlight.
Okay, so now have you grown trees before, or was this something that you, like you said, you talked to researchers, was this something you had to do some research on to carry out?
I would say that I've had prior horticulture experience, primarily like green thumb houseplants, lawn and garden type projects with shrubs and fruit trees, et cetera, et cetera. I have never grown trees on this scale, but it's no different from growing them one at a time. You just have to multiply the effort times 500.
That's a lot of effort. So
it is.
Well, how does it feel to give back to your alma mater and to be able to get, create this scholarship for future students at A&M?
Well, of course, that is the primary objective, but a secondary and just as important objective, it makes so many Aggies very, very happy to have one of these trees growing in their yard or on their property. And I've already taken reservations for about, I'm guessing, 40 Aggie couples who were engaged under the Century Tree and who are anxious to have their very own tree for posterity's sake growing in their yard, because this is the offspring of the tree under which they were engaged. So not only do I have a feel-good experience from setting up the scholarship, the endowed scholarship at A&M, but also the very real warm feeling of making so many Aggies happy that they can have one of these trees.
And if someone is interested in purchasing one, how should they go about doing that?
My goal is to have all of the trees reserved before I start transporting them. I want to have each tree have a designated home before I take it to its final destination. I don't want to arrive at a destination and be left holding trees, because these distribution trips are going to be one-way trips in U-Haul trucks. And so I don't want to be bringing trees back with me or have to deal with those kind of problems. So I am taking reservations from Aggies in advance so that they can reserve the tree. I'm taking reservations by email, and that email address is centurytree@aggienetwork.com. If you'll send me an email, all I need to know is your name, your class year, the city or town which you live, and your phone number, and how many trees you would like. I'm selling the trees for $250 each, or two trees for $400, just as a reminder. I will be delivering at least one truckload of trees to the College Station area in September or October. I've tentatively planned to deliver a second load of trees to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and probably a third truckload of trees to the Austin area, because I'm getting orders from Aggies throughout the state, and I'm trying to make it relatively convenient for them to pick up the tree, as opposed to driving all the way to College Station and having to make that round trip. So if I can get the trees closer to their eventual homes, it's convenient for those people buying the trees. It's convenient for me. So I will have at least three destination points to distribute my trees this fall.
Is your wife excited about getting these trees out of her house?
She knows how important this is to me, and
yeah.
She, bless her heart, she tolerates it. But
aww.
it's also a neat project, and she knows how neat it is, and so
yeah.
she's very tolerant of what I'm doing, and it's been an okay situation.
Now, is this something you think you'd do again, or is this a one-time thing?
In my opinion, no.
Okay.
And in my opinion, I don't think anyone will ever do it again.
Okay.
They don't realize how much time and effort goes into it. And it is, as I said, a labor of love. And if it weren't for the benefits gained from it, it would not be a profitable venture if you were to do it on your own.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're doing it. I'm sure many, many Aggies who will get a tree of their own are excited that you're doing it as well. And then obviously the students that will receive the scholarship in the future, that's a very cool thing.
And it will have a neat story behind the scholarship for the scholarship recipient who receives this particular scholarship. You know, it's one thing, it's a great thing to be able to contribute that amount of money, but it's also another thing to know the story behind this scholarship. And so they will learn about it as time goes by.